And if somebody just told me jokes, they would all be
laughing.
Somebody offers to do you a favor, and you say, well, I appreciate it, but I don't want to be what to you?
Unkind or discourteous or overbearing or what? Imposing.
Somebody asks about you doing a certain job and you say, sure,
I will do the work.
Or
cut the job.
To tell them that you are able, you would say,
I can do the job. I will do the job.
If I say, can you, you might say, no,
I can't.
Somebody asks you about sundown to go do some work, and you say, I got up before sunup, and all I'm going to do today?
I worked all the time.
There was a terrible accident, but there was no need to call a doctor because the victim was already
dead.
In such a situation, to be careful. He
died?
Or,
or was killed, or was dead.
Prior to that, in order to avoid that, a person, be careful?
Or not to be killed, I mean?
And this is kind of unclear. If a person was in a dangerous situation, and in order to
avoid an accident, be careful.
Be careful?
Should be extremely careful, or particularly, whatever the situation is, should be something pointed out what the dangers are, in order to emphasize the need for being careful, because it is a hazardous sort of thing. Could be fatal.
You said he should be careful. Do you ever say anything else as a synonym for
You must be careful rather than anything else if in order to avoid an accident. We have to practice certain things in our line of work. Some people want to go one place, and we tell them, no, you follow my directions, please, and we'll work this out, and everybody will be happy. But if you'll do what you want to do, and the other fellow does the same thing, then we'll really have confusion. Please come with me, and just let me direct you all the way, and this is how you avoid accidents in many instances. We've seen this happen, where some fellow, you told him to go to the right, instead of going to the right, he turned to the left. He said, go right, and he turned left, and boom, he was right in the middle of something that you couldn't control, because you told him to go one way, and you knew that something else was and going in pursuit of that same area, and that's why you directed him away from it, and then could they go right into it, then of course, this is what caused accidents.
A boy got a whipping, and you say, I bet he did something he
shouldn't have done.
In refusing in a very strong way, you say, no matter how many times you ask me to do that,
I would still say no.
What is the contraction for will not?
Shall not.
Or the contracted form.
Well, let's say now, for the most part, I cannot, that's the difference between I cannot and I will not. The ability to do something is one thing, and determination is something else. So when you say, I can't, then that means that will or anything else, that's an impossibility. But I will not, leaves it open that you could if you would. So. That's the difference that I make between the two expressions. I cannot. In other words, according to my philosophy and my belief, this just could not be done in good faith.